A show of force by the Philippines and the United States. The annual joint drills are known as Balikatan, which means shoulder to shoulder. They opened on Tuesday with more than 12,000 American and 5,400 Filipino military personnel taking part.
This year's Balikatan will be the biggest ever, an indication of the growth of our alliance and how it continues to evolve to meet our shared goals.
In the first for the annual drills, a mock enemy ship will be sunk in the South China Sea. The war games follow 3 weeks of drills on land involving the Philippine Army and U.S. forces. They begin only a day after China ended exercises practicing precision targets and blockades around Taiwan, a self-governed island which China views as its own.
U.S. moves!
All of which, these protesters say, could be seen as provocative and pose a danger to Filipinos.
This is not about Philippine sovereignty. This is not about helping us in the West Philippine Sea against China. This is about asserting and projecting U.S. power and the U.S. preparing for war.
And such concern extends beyond Balikatan.
Protesters here oppose the weeks-long Balikatan military drills, but they're even more concerned about what is expected to be a larger presence of American soldiers after the government last week said they'll have access to 4 other Philippine military sites, bringing the total to 9.
Hindi naman President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has downplayed fears the Philippines could be used as a launching pad by the U.S., as 3 of the 4 new locations are near Taiwan.
Ang reaction ng China ay hindi naman siguro.
China's reaction is expected because they have their own concerns. But the Philippines will not allow our own bases to be used for any offensive action.
Unless, he says, the Philippines is attacked. And that scenario is to be rehearsed in the coming days as tensions rise further across the region. Barnabilo, Al Jazeera, Manila.